Tonight's shir, Siman Kuf Pei Gimel, Se'if Hei through Se'if Yud Beis. Se'if Hei. Yesh Misha Omer, there are those who say, Shem HaMavorech Iter, if the one who benches is left-handed, Balaz Mansino. The one who benches is left-handed, Oiches HaKois Bimino, he holds the kois by benching his right hand, Shu's small kol'od, which is everyone else's left. His stronger hand is his left hand. So the lefty holds the kois in his left hand. Mishdabur Sivkan Chav, she's small, Kol Adam, that's everyone's left, him who shod b'shtei yadav, what if he's ambidextrous, he uses both hands. Oiches b'yamin, she yamin Kol Adam, he should use his right, which is everyone else's right as well. V'dan, you should know, d'maduhuskim sifdaled at sifzeh, everything from sifdaled and this, if his can be a grow, is agreed upon in the Vilna Gaon's commentary, durak lehidr mitzvah l'chadchila. This is all an element of hidr mitzvah, the best way to do it, but certainly not ma'akiv. Se'if Vav. Mishnanasnalo kois levarich. As soon as he's handed the kois to bench, lo yasiach mevarich, the one who's going to bench can no longer talk. Vamasubin, as far as the people sitting at the table, ein lehem lasiach mishahisla mevarich. They have to stop talking when he begins the benching. Lo mi boy b'shashu mevarich. Not only when he's actually benching, shesuichin l'shmoya, they have to listen. Will the havin masha oyim mevarich and understand what he's saying. Even between brachas, they shouldn't talk either. And if they did against the halacha, and they did talk when they shouldn't have. If it's between brachas, when the mevarich pauses momentarily, yes, there will be yotzeh, because the fact is they heard every single word, they weren't talking over the mevarich. The Ramah says, even if the mevarich himself would talk, they'd also yotzeh b'diavad. He shouldn't either, but it'd be yotzeh b'diavad. But if they're talking while he's benching, lo yotze, they're not going to be yotze, because you can't hear him over your talk. As soon as they give them a varach to kais, he has to stop talking. When he stays silent, until after he drinks from the kais, which is at the very end, after benching. So even though we said before that you should stop talking from Mayim Achronim, he didn't wash from Mayim Achronim. They gave him the kois before Mayim Achronim, so even from that point he has to stop talking. As soon as he starts to bench, everyone else has to be silent. Avami koidim, but before he starts benching, Rasharim lahasiach, the rest can keep talking. Afshikvar not hamavarich kos biyado, even though the mavarich is holding the kois. There are poskim who hold. Lahachr is that to be strict. It's proper to follow that view. So that means that even though the other people are waiting to be yotz with his bracha, they should stop talking as soon as he picks up the cup. Once he starts, they have to listen. We're discussing a case when the mevarich is saying the birch zamazon and being motzi them. If they're not going to hear him, they can't be yotze. So they cannot talk once he begins benching. But if, and even we're saying even in bracha lebracha, even in brachas, they shouldn't talk. The kiva the shmeika, you know, once we say that din is listening is like saying, as if they themselves are saying the brachas. Sifkan chav hei, afilu, then the Mechaber says, if they did talk to the brachas, but the mevarich was quiet, there'd be yotze. The Ramah says, even if the mevarich talked, it doesn't shter. Why? The Mishnah Berurah says, the hasicha shebein tayim, talk between brachas, eidim afsedes ha-brachas b'diavad. B'diavad will not ruin the brachas. V'da, the person has to know. The Magen Avraham Mitzadeh, the kolzer who dafka besicha b'shoigig. Magen Avraham is inclined to say that this whole allowance b'diavad is if the talk was done b'shoigig. Al b'mezid, but intentionally, afilu b'sicha mu'etes, even a little conversation. Afilu b'in bracha l'bracha, even between brachas. Chayzer, the roish b'chaz amazin. The mevarich has to start benching again. Kmo gabi tefila. Same thing as Shmon Esrei, Le'el Simen Kuf Yudal, Sif Zayin, like we said in Kuf Yudal. Onam, however, Bel Yerabah Nisha B'din Zeb Tzorach Iyun. Del Yerabah remains with a Tzorach Iyun. V'chein Hechvano Le'el B'Simen Samachem Yish Neburah. We said, in conclusion, the same thing in Simen Samachem. De B'dievi in Lachzor. B'dievi, we were not going to make him go back. Afilu Kishetzach Mezit, even if he spoke B'mezit. Ayin Shom B'Elocha, look back at the B'Elocha over there. But of course, achachila yesh yisov is a hamei. You should be very careful with this, not to talk. V'mhaya bein bracha lebracha shihui meruba shayochabos esman ligmar kolberes amaz merosh vatsof. What happens if there's a delay, a silent delay? A silent delay between the brachas, long enough that I could have said the entire Birchas HaMazon from beginning to end in that time frame. Afilam lo soch klab in time, even though he didn't actually speak in that time, yesh oim, some say, with such a delay, tzarech lachzor l'roish, Birchas HaMazon, you have to go back to the beginning of mention. V'davke im hashihui hoyamachmas oinis. Now this is if the delay was forced upon him. He had tzarech l'nakov, he had to go to the bathroom, and he could not bench, or Shay Mokamit in Anoki, where the place was not clean, and he could not bench. We said this before in Sima Samachay, then in Kriyashma by Kriyashma, who had Dimkan, the same thing over here. As opposed to, of his own decision, he just stopped, then it's not the same. Then we're not going to make him start from the beginning again. It's only if he cannot continue to bench, and it's an extended delay, that he may have to start again. If you look at Be'er Halacha, we wrote, the Ein Din Zeh Barur L'Maisa. This halach is not that clear, the yachs b'shul shehiya ben brach l'bracha, that it should be required to go back to the beginning because of the delay between brachas. Achim shiu kezeh hayu be'emtsa brach, but if the delay was in the middle of a bracha, tzarech lachzor, he should go back, rak l'rosh bracha, to the beginning of that bracha. Mishtabur sifkon chavav. If people who are trying to be yitz are talking during the benching, they're not yitz, lo yatsu. V'toli b'zeh, and this is what it depends on. Dim lo gom ha'mavarach yidayin as a bracha. If the mevarch is still in the middle of the bracha, chosen hamasub in the mevarch and the atzam imakom shapaskul ishmad l'devi mevarch, then the ones who are listening will say the bracha themselves from the point where they started to talk. When they stop listening, they'll pick up from there. Vim gama hamevarch is a bracha, but if the mevarch finished the bracha, v'kiv nishmad, they were paying attention to the end. Then they have to go back to the beginning of the bracha and do the whole bracha again. Because since they missed a piece of the middle, it's if they didn't say it at all. So you're saying a big chiddush. If I'm listening to the mevarich through half the bracha and the mevarich didn't finish, I didn't hear the end. So I'm yoytze with the half bracha that I heard, and then I continue from the point when I stop listening on my own. So half is Shmei Kohen and half is my own. But if the beginning and end I was listening to the Mavarech, but the middle was missing, then I got to go and do the whole bracha from beginning to end. I can't just make up the missing piece. Now this means that because they were talking during the bracha, they did not hear and they missed some important components of the bracha, main properties of the bracha. Kamal Bris, the Torah, these are things that are ma'akiv in benching to mention bris and Torah. This is written up later in Kufay Zayin. But let's say they missed, because of their talk, parts of the bracha that are not essential. They're not an absolute ma'akiv. Then yotze b'di'evet, they would be yotze b'di'evet, as if they said the bracha themselves and skipped it. They wouldn't have to go back for that. Certainly if they didn't skip at all, going to Mavarach Atzma Soch Oz Be'emsa, like the case when the Mavarach starts talking in the middle of the bracha, the Sochim him they're talking to, after Bevadei Shlo Kedin Asui, now this is not Kahaloch, you can't do that. Mikomokim B'dievet Yotze, but B'dievet they're all Yotze, Ben Tzvich Lach, you don't have to go back, because the Maisa, no one missed any part of the bracha at all. Se'iv Zayin. Nachon Hadover, Shekol Echad Me'am Esubin, Yoyim B'lachash, Ima Mavarach Kol Bracha U'Bracha, ideally, instead of listening to the Mavarach do the benching, everyone listening will bench along quietly with the Mavarach, each bracha, v'afil ha'chasimus, including the ends of the brachas. The Amor says, v'yachtem l'sayim ketsas, kod Mavarach. What they should do is actually get a little ahead of the Mavarach to finish before him, k'dei sh'yana amen, so they can answer amen. K'dei el simenotes, like we learned in simenotes. Einois nekoshel bracha ela l'tov ayin. You should give the koshel bracha, who should be the one to Mavarach, to bench, a toiv ayin, someone with a generous eye. Mishdabur sifkon chav zayin. Nachon hadavar. It's proper that instead of listening to the mevarach being yoyis with his benching, you should bench yourself quietly along. Hainu after midina hayo yoyisun nachon sheish muhammad subin kol habirach zamozin piyam azamin. Even though lahalocha, it would have been better if the people at the table listened to the benching of the mezamin. For who yotzi aim bevirchaso, and he should be moitzi them with his bracha. Uba atzma lo yivarchu klan, they shouldn't bench at all. That would have been better. Mikomakam, however, we can't do that. Why? But for shemotzi bevanasein harabim, we find due to our many sins. Shahamasubin mesichin daitam, those at the table get distracted. Their attention span is short. They're not paying attention to what the mevarcha say. Comes out, they're totally missing birchas hamazon. And it's a total negation of a mitzvah d'oraisa that they're not going to be yotze, not going to fulfill. So today, what's better, what's more proper, that those at the table should bench themselves quietly, word for word, with the mevarech. They bench together. That's called birchas zimun. That fulfills the pasuk God Hashem iti that together we are praising Hashem. This is where we learn the birchas zimun. Come on, like we write later on. Sifkan chavches, kol bracha ubracha. They should say each bracha. Al kapanim yizaru loma imo balachas bracha shana. Certainly, they should say along with him the first bracha quietly. Dilahachi, if not, lahabi poskim according to many poskim lo mikri zimun klatz. It's not called zimun because the kamon siman reish. We'll get to that in siman reish. Fees according to this, mashen nohag and harbi anoshim. What many people do in practice, sha'achas she'amu baruch shechal v'chulu, after they finish the mezumin part, kol echad ve'echad mevarach b'kol rom v'nei asa, each one benches loudly himself, shlo k'din himoshim. That's wrong. Al mevarach tzarech levarach baruch rishon al kol parma kol rom. The mevarach, the mezamin, should say the first bracha of benching out loud, k'dei she'yishmu ha'masubin, for everyone to hear, v'hem yomu belachash imo b'milim. They shouldn't say out loud, they should say quietly, word for word. Just at the end of the bracha, they should get ahead of him. The sign to finish, Kadesh Yano Amit answer Amen. If you look at Magen Avraham, Shumitzadeid, that his inclination is Lahir is Ketashbeitz. He is inclined to follow the Psak of Tashbeitz. Shesfili, he holds that Azanes Akol, until the end of the first bracha, Tzvichim Lishtoik. No one should bench. They should listen to the Mevarech, the Shemaya. Ulachavin, let's say it's mevarch. They should remind I'm being yoyt to the first bracha of benching from the mevarch. Umisham ve'elech yivarchu ba'asam alachash im mevarch. And then from the delicha on, they'll bench quietly along with him. The ad sham he birchas zimun, because birchas zimun goes until the end of the first bracha. So instead of the mechaber's mahalach that everyone should bench quietly along with him, the real way is the first bracha he should still be motzi you, and then afterwards say it by yourself quietly. Avol in on an organ cane. Even though the Magen Avraham is inclined to pass on this touch base, that's not our practice. We don't do that. Nonetheless, Atov Hayosher, the best way to do things, if they know that the Masub and the guests at the table will pay attention, it's right to do a touch base. It's talking the right thing. We have to tell them up front, he has in mind to be mercy them. This is only when the people listening understand Lashon HaKodesh. Because if not, the Vadai certainly Tov Yosef is better. They bench themselves. Called Baruch Hashemazon, the entire Baruch Hashemazon. For those that say it's Mevarach, not to be Yosef from the Mevarach. The bottom line is, we don't do the Seitz either. We just, everyone benches themselves. Sivkan Chav Test, the Tov Ayin. Who should bench? The Tov Ayin should bench. Shusone Betza, Vigomel Chesed Vemono. He hates profiting from others, and he's very kind with his money. Shenema tov ayin hu yivarach. He's a generous person. He's the one who should give the brachas. Al tikru yivarach el yivarech. Not that he should be blessed, but he should give the brachas. Se'if ches. Le'inyin lish'ol b'rachas amazon. As far as during benching to inquire, b'nei ha'yira, how a person's doing because you fear him, of b'nei ha'kavra, because you honor him, some say it's exact same as tefillah, where we don't interrupt to ask how someone's doing. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Lamed Shedidin Ketfila is like tefillah. Shein Sharlin Umeshiva Klal. We don't ask or answer at all. The reason is Midematzino Shehech Miru Chacham Berzamazon. We find that the Chacham are very strict at benching. Shein Mevarachin El Mokom Achad Ketfila. He's supposed to bench in one place, like Shmoneh Esrei. You daven in one place. La Fuga Kriya Shema, as opposed to Shema. Sheyachal Amba b'mahalech. You could say Kriyishma while you are walking. Min pasuk Kriyishma lechel. Once you finish the first pasuk, v'yesh some say me alav avecha. If they tell alav avecha, k'deil simin samakim. We learned this in samakim. I had shomish nevelik deivish nebura. So by Kriyishma, there's a leniency that some of it you could say in transit. By Shemoneh Esrei, you cannot say in transit. Benching is like Shemoneh Esrei in that regard, not like Kriyishma. So then it should be like benching for this too. Benching then should be like Shemoneh Esrei for this also, that you cannot interrupt at all to ask someone how it's doing or to respond. Siv tes, tzarech leishev b'shash mevarech. A person has to be seated when he benches. Beinim hoya hoylech b'veso, k'shacha, whether he was eating, walking around this house, or omir standing still, or mesiv or reclining, when it's time to bench, you sit up. Don't walk around. Don't stand up. Sit in one place. It helps his kavanah. You can't recline. That's arrogant. You sit upright with a sense of dread and awe. Nearly the lav davka mevarich. The Ramos is not just the mevarich. Elohu adin kol mesubim. Everyone at the table. Lo yeshu bekalz roish. You can't sit frivolously during benching. El be'ema, it has to be the sense of awe. Me, however, im lo asking, if he didn't do it, I feel a berch mahalach, if he benched even when he's walking, b'di'eved yotza. B'di'eved he will be yotza. Mishnah Berurah, Sukkot Lamadal, b'shash mevarech. When the person benches, he should be sitting. When we steam us up poiskim mashma, from the poiskim's not adding to this, it's implied, the gam bracha revius, that this applies to the fourth bracha too. After you rabbanon, even though tov made is rabbanon, tzarech leishev, you have to be seated. Ki hechlo zuzi be not to mezalze and not to disgrace the bracha. So even though you maybe think there's a difference, the fact that no one references this distinction tells us it's the same. Sekal ma'abez beveisoy, even if he ate walking around his house, to mahach bederech, if he's traveling, I ain't come at sefiraf. That's a separate halacha within sefiraf. Sifkal la megillah, who I didn't call mesubin, not just he, but everyone at the table should sit upright. The kiva, the kun, yotzim, v'chaso. Since everyone is being yotz with his bracha, tzrich, and they should sit, ube'ema, with a sense of awe, k'mevarech atzma, as if they're saying the bracha themselves. Sifkal la medad, afilu bech mahaf v'chul, b'di'evit. If he said the bracha in transit, he would be yotza. Hanuk shu mahaf v'eso, again, he's walking around in his house, b'makam achilosa, where he ate. Al kshahalch l'makam acher, if he went to a different place, Uberach and he benched. Each day with his different opinions. I only come on some kuf pei dal sif alpago. We'll get there in some kuf pei dalid in the Ramah of sif alf. Seif yud yesh oimim shem gam birchas me'ein shalosh tzarech la'amor miyushav. There are those who say you should make sure to sit for me'ein shalosh for alamicha. Mishtabur sifkar lamin hei shem gam birchas me'ein shalosh. Ein birch if looking for the goin. He hinges this halacha on Simen Kuf Pei Dalet Sif Gimel. The Rambam, who's this opinion, follows his view there. Well, if he's there, according to this, according to this, certainly by the five grains, you have to sit. Basically, it's dependent on the halacha of do you have to make the bracha achrona b'mekayma. Do you think the bracha achrona b'mekomo or not? Wherever you need bracha achrona, the place where you ate, you gotta sit. So the shaila, does it apply only to bread? Does it apply to chamesh minei dogen? Does it apply to the rest of zayiminim? So the Mishnah Berurah is saying, l'maisa, when it comes to the chamesh minei dogen, l'kul yama, you should make sure to be seated, even if you won't be seated for a bracha on wine or a bracha on the other fruits of zayiminim. But you should be careful for the alamicha. And that means even if you ate standing up. You're at a chasna, and you're even standing up for some reason. You got to sit down for bracha achrona. Se'if yud alef, im hayu mahalach b'derech, if he's traveling, v'oichon eating as he's traveling, then we say, ein otzorech leishev levarach, he does not have to sit down to bench. V'shein da'at mishev, so he's not going to be able to concentrate if he's sitting down. He has to get to where he's going, he's traveling, sitting down would disturb him. So in that case, you can say the bracha achrona while you're in transit. Mishnah Berurah sifkan lanvav, alav, he won't be able to concentrate if he sits. Because he's upset. The delay of his travel. He can't have proper kavanah. So he says the bracha as he goes. That's because he ate as he was traveling. As he's going on the road, he's eating. But if he had the time to sit to eat, he better have the time to bench sitting down too. You can't say, okay, time to go, and then you'll bench as you're going. If you had time to sit and eat, then make sure you bench while you're still seated. If you'd base, you cannot bench and be involved with other activities. You cannot bench all the brachas. You cannot bench any of the brachas of benching, even the fourth bracha. Doesn't make a difference if you're busy with something else. If you look in Kuf Tzadi Alf, Mr. Brewer, this halacha is clear. You should not be doing anything else. The notes point out, even if he began the malacha before he started to bench, he has to stop when he's benching. He can't even make eye contact and motion with his eyes during Birchas Hamazon. Very similar to tefillah. So it goes without saying, when a person's benching, he should not be texting messages on his phone in the middle of benching. When you're benching, you're not doing anything but benching, not involved in other activities.